Well, let's get in the loop, shall we? We kick off the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools, and we welcome you back to the 23-24 school year in LPS. This is the Director of Communications, Dallas Ackerman, your host here as part of In the Loop. And we are excited about this venture as it's just yet another opportunity, another platform for us to stay connected with you, whether you're on the track with your iPods in, going on a walk or run, or walking the dog across town. We are glad you're going to take a few minutes to join us here on In the Loop. This is going to be a bi-weekly program. So beginning on our first day of school, we launched this on August the 23rd, and we'll come to you every 2 weeks, and we'll actually premiere it as part of our Quick News e-newsletter every other Wednesday, beginning on August 23rd. And we're going to have a variety of guests. Of course, this week we're going to be joined by our longtime superintendent, Dr. Jeremy Tucker, who is back in town after a weekend trip to Los Angeles, as he officially moved in his daughter for her freshman year out in Los Angeles. We'll talk to him about that experience, I'm sure, and also preview the upcoming school year. And we'll have dozens of guests throughout the school year, whether it be students, staff, administrators, maybe community partners. And we just look forward to bringing you all of those stories and more. Well, again, we're so excited to welcome back our nearly 13,000 students to LPS coming up tomorrow. We record this the day before we get things going here on Tuesday, but it's going to be a little bit stuffy for everyone. Of course, I'm sure you've been following here in Kansas City the weather, the excessive heat, and we actually just sent out an email to our families a bit earlier as we prepare for that, and it's certainly been challenging as again heat indexes in the 110s, 120s, but we're going to get through it. The big message for families to know is we do not have to worry about early dismissals from our regular school day, as we have air conditioning provided in all of our buildings. So that's a big relief to our families, I'm sure, as we get things going. But there was some reminders we wanted to share as far as transportation. They wanted to let everybody know that bottled water would be available on our school buses. They also encourage students, if they would like to bring drinks with them on the bus, which is something they normally do not allow, but definitely this week we'll want to do that. And just a few other reminders, of course, our activities, athletics, they've needed to alter their schedules as well. And the good news is it looks like Friday we're going to get some respite from this and temperatures back maybe a little more manageable into the 90s. And then I think over the weekend we're even into the 80s. So maybe next week for our first full week of school, we'll have some comfortable temperatures outside. But we're going to start things off again here coming up as I'll be joined by our longtime superintendent of schools, year number 10. He is our superintendent, Dr. Jeremy Tucker, as he will be our first guest as In the Loop starts right now.
It's time to get In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We are back in our very first edition of In the Loop with LPS. And as promised, we're joined by the superintendent of Liberty Public Schools. He has been a traveling man over the last several days as Dr. Jeremy Tucker enters his 10th year as superintendent of LPS. And Dr. Tucker, as we were walking down the hall to record this, we're recording this on Tuesday, just before the start of the new school year. You have been all over the country, out on the West Coast, and had a few adventures this past weekend. Could you share those with not only me, because I've yet to hear all about the adventures, but of course with all of our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Great to be with you, Dallas. It has been a whirlwind of a few days, literally. Got in last night at 2:30 a.m. at MCI Airport from taking our daughter to college at Biola University for the start of her freshman year, just over the weekend. Well, we got her moved in, but we also were in the middle of a hurricane, and while we were there, had an earthquake and several flight cancellations, delays. But fortunately, we're here today with you, getting ready for the start of the school year that starts off tomorrow.
And I have to ask you, this is your first child off to college. I was very curious, as you left on Friday, what that experience would be like, as we now have a junior. Could you give any advice for not only myself, but anyone listening?
Oh, my. It is something that they never prepare you for. And I've had families that I've known over the years whose kids are a few years older than ours, and have watched them from afar and observed them as they've navigated taking kids off to, you know, as close as University of Missouri or KU or further away on the East Coast or the West Coast. And I don't think it really matters how far you take your kids. When you pull away and you say those goodbyes, you hope you've done the right work in getting them ready for this next chapter, this next transition. And so for all those families that are in the same boat as we are at the Tucker household, hang in there. Lots of emotions as far as joy, but then also sadness, because your family's dynamic composition changes just a little bit. But we look forward to hearing her stories as she meets new people, as she experiences the culture out in Los Angeles. And I'm sure she'll have plenty of stories to tell us.
I know that most people out there would look at you as the superintendent of Liberty Public Schools, but you're also dad, and you have a chance, I'm sure, to reflect too on her experience since you came here to Liberty and all of her benefits.
Absolutely. It's interesting being in California where nobody knows us. And so we really can just wear that mom and dad hat and celebrate our kiddo as she starts off the new freshman year at Biola. And honestly, the experiences that we've had over the last 10 years for both of our kids have just been phenomenal. And that is a testament to our entire Liberty Public Schools community, their friend circles, their friend groups, the activities they're involved in. But cannot say enough about the teachers, coaches, administrators, counselors, everyone that has helped shape them. We were actually at convocation last week, and our son was there playing in the drum line, and he immediately runs over and gives Mr. Duane from Lewis and Clark a huge hug, which many of you know him. He's been a custodian there for some years, and just that connection and watching that play out. We turned the track and we went a few steps further, and a teacher, Miss Baldwin, who was with us for some time and left and now is back with us, was asking about Jonas, and they ran into each other and she gave him a huge hug. And that's hugging. That's really what it's about, as far as those connections and relationships. So on behalf of the Tuckers, we thank every single staff person and employee for pouring into our family as they do every single day with every single one of our students.
Again, we are visiting with Dr. Jeremy Tucker, Superintendent of Liberty Public Schools. This is the premiere. This is the first edition of In the Loop with LPS. How about this? Another opportunity to connect with our stakeholders here, the official podcast of LPS.
Yeah, that's something we worked on quite a bit last year as far as additional engagement opportunities to give updates, but then also to pull you in, our listeners, our stakeholders, to be able to hear from you, solicit your ideas and your feedback, opportunities to plug you in, whether it's on a committee or in volunteer opportunities, or even hosting students in internships in your respective places of work. So we're going to continue to work that. And I think, Dallas, you've been a huge part of that over the years and building our communications department. So credit goes to you along with our leaders for working to try to find new and innovative ways to engage our entire community.
summer. I know, of course, we talked about sending one off to college. How was your summer? I know it's been busy.
Yeah, it has been. As soon as school was out, we boarded a plane and headed to Florida with about 150 of the Liberty North High School band students.
Yes.
And chaperoned a band trip to Orlando and hit Disney and Universal and a few other places. Came back, and of course, there's always work to be done. So we've had a busy summer through summer school, but then also navigating projects with our facility master planning work and the passage of our 2023 April no tax increase bond issue, of which we're very grateful to our community for their support in that regard. But now the work begins as we think about all the various projects and staging and design work that needs to happen before we start, you know, turning dirt. You're starting to see some of that happening across our schools and our campuses. You'll see more of that as it continues to ramp up over the course of the next 3 to 4 years, really, before we're able to complete all those projects. And then as soon as you hit August, you're back into back-to-school mode. And so we welcome back our staff with in-service and new teacher orientation. Had a great convocation event last week. Fortunately, it wasn't 105 degrees like we're anticipating this week, but we're very excited for the return of our staff and our students tomorrow.
Again, Dr. Jeremy Tucker, superintendent of LPS, our guest, and you're busy, and you actually are just coming fresh off of a update to the Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure you could probably just give us a quick snapshot of what you shared with them. That'd be great for all of our stakeholders, and so important to have those connections with those community partners.
And that's something that is oftentimes behind the scenes. We not only work with our campuses and schools, but do a lot in our community to connect, provide updates, but then also solicit their ideas. And was invited this afternoon to share a little bit on the start of the school year with the Liberty Chamber of Commerce. We actually were in attendance at the Woodneath Library in their new auditorium. What a phenomenal space. So we appreciate them opening that to us. A couple highlights from that presentation. The first of which was just to really thank our board and cabinet for their continued work and what they do for us year on and year out. They help things from governance all the way to the operations, the daily work that happens within our campuses in every single one of our departments. Spent a little bit of time focused on our graduate profile, as well as our strategic plan and vivid vision, all of which is available on our district's website to review. Hit a little bit on real world learning experiences and how we continue to try to grow those for every single one of our students, with the idea being that by the time they graduate high school, they have what's referred to as a market value asset that they can then take with them into college or the world of work or even in the armed services. And those market value assets can be internship experiences, significant dual credit attainment that they've accumulated while in high school, in addition to industry recognized credentials, entrepreneurial experiences, client-based projects. We have a lot of opportunities, whether it's through Northland CAPS or Network 53, a variety of programs that we have in place for all of our students. And so we appreciate the partnerships with our over 600 business partners in our community that make that happen. And then lastly, we just wrapped it up with hitting on the bond projects and what that's going to look like for us. We have some renderings that are being worked on by our architects. And so we're starting to see that work turn a little bit and providing bids to our Board of Education for their consideration. But that work will continue to roll out over again the next 3 to 4 years.
As we approach the first day of school, new start, 23-24 school year, excitement in the air. What are some of the big goals from your desk here in this upcoming school year?
Yeah, over the last 2 years, we've been pretty involved in developing an innovations waiver with the Success Ready Students Network in partnership with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. And so last week, we presented to the State Board of Education, and they voted unanimously to help allow for 20 districts to participate in an innovation waiver to design the next assessment and accountability system for the state of Missouri. Many of you might be familiar with MSIP, the Missouri School Improvement Program, of which we have had 6 iterations of this. That is tied to our end-of-year assessments like MAP tests and, of course, exams, our end-of-year state assessments. A lot of that requirement is function of the federal government that then is implemented at the state level. And really what we're asking to shift is this movement toward allowing through year assessments to serve as that requirement in fulfilling or in meeting those federal requirements, where we can test a student early in the fall, say a pretest at third grade. We can see how they're doing over the course of the year, say in the winter, maybe December, but then it culminates in an end of year test that then shows the growth of that student's progress academically from August as they matriculate through to the end of the school year. The benefit and the value for teachers, students, and parents is its results that are more real time, that then as a teacher I can make adjustments, modify instruction. For the student, they can identify what their learning goals might need to look like. And for families, they can more regularly monitor progress rather than waiting on an end-of-year standardized test that they don't receive until the following school year. And so that is the quick version, but you can learn a whole lot more about that at successreadystudentsnetwork.org, and then follow along as we provide additional updates. So that is a big piece for us. Mm-hmm. Another big piece that I would share, Dallas, is each year we update our strategic plan. We're in the process of doing that now, but we're really looking forward to a broader community engagement this year as our current plan sunsets, but then as we look ahead to the next 3 to 5 year horizon. And so be on the lookout somewhere in November, December, middle of the year, about engagement opportunities that will probably include surveys, focus groups, community gatherings, student showcases, as we work around the future of Liberty Public Schools.
Again, Dr. Jeremy Tucker, our guest, 10th year as superintendent of LPS. I was just talking to somebody about that last week. 10 years. Did you ever think that you would be in LPS 10 years? And then I guess on top of that, what have you learned about Liberty Public Schools and this community over the course of a decade nearly?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind is we can do hard things. And that is a testament to students and their abilities, our teachers, our parents, and our community. But the reason why that comes to mind for me is the experience of the pandemic, which has been unlike anything I've experienced in my career. So that's really kind of the first thought. But there's been more happening in our community, in our district, over the last 10 years that I've been afforded the opportunity to be a part of. And it's truly humbling for me to say that, yeah, I live and I work in Liberty Public Schools among amazing people. And I think if there is a piece that I would hope to carry forward, it would be just that sense of community where even despite our differences, disagreements, we come together for the sense of building community, building relationship, care for one another. When I was moving my daughter in over the weekend, she bought a pillow at Target, and this sounds funny, but she navigated to an aisle and the pillow says room for all. And that's her mindset, but that's also our mindset as a family. And so as I was traveling back, and this might be the tiredness in me coming out, but as I was traveling back, how might we create a community in which we all agree around that simple phrase, inspired by a pillow in a college dorm room, room for all? I love that phrase, and we'll probably stew on that for a little while now. But I think that's been what I've seen in my 10 years now in Liberty Public Schools. We rally around each other. Even during difficult times, we celebrate during those great times, but we're really in it to build and develop young people for what their futures might have in store.
We have a few minutes left. Again, we are recording this the day before the first day of school here on Tuesday, the 22nd. Talk about first day. What comes to mind on the first day of school? I know we're all going to be busy out and about visiting all the schools and campuses. And what do you most look forward to as you go out and visit the district on day number one?
Well, it's got to start with the first day of school picture, Dallas. And so I know everyone's going to be tweeting those out and posting them on Facebook. And we'll be in that same boat. But then pretty quickly, as I drop off Jonas, our second, who will be a sophomore at Liberty North High School for early morning band, we will then start making the rounds. And I'm sure I'll run into you somewhere along the way, running into schools and checking in on administrators and staff and just wishing them a great start to the school day. I've had interesting starts in the past where there have been thunderstorms and my suit has gotten drenched. I don't know that I've seen a heat wave quite like what we're experiencing now on that first day of school, so it'll certainly be a hot one. But we'll try to get out as much as we can to our schools this week and be able to just connect with folks. The other thing that comes to mind is high school kids are on the streets. So you'll see a big uptick as it relates to traffic. And we work with our police department and appreciate both Liberty and the city of Kansas City for working with us in that regard. You'll see yellow buses on the streets in the morning and the afternoons. We'll have to kind of work out some kinks as it relates to routes and pick up and drop off time. So we appreciate everyone's patience in that regard. But we are very excited about the start of the new school year tomorrow.
And I think before we wrap this up, as we enter into the new year, just to, a tip of the cap to our staff here across the district, and we're talking teachers, support staff, take everyone behind the curtain a little bit as far as just everything that goes into to making this thing work.
Last week, we spent some time and went and visited and welcomed our nutrition services team at their orientation or retreat, our transportation department, our health services, kids zone. I mean, all of those programs, custodial maintenance grounds, facilities teams, technology, all of those that truly are behind the scenes that make this work. A quick example would be device distribution from our technology department as new families transfer in, new kiddos, new high school students, whatever that transition is. That is a massive endeavor in and of itself. But then add to that all the other departments that are working in coordination to make the school day go well. The hardest thing I have ever done in my life was to pass my driver's license test to drive a school bus. I actually failed it the first time. But then I found a mentor who helped walk me through it in terms of the pre-trip inspection and all the different components that are involved in that. The driving part was pretty fun. But every year I tell our transportation team that, and that I have a tremendous amount of respect for them. But the most important task that they have, they are the first face at the beginning of the morning and oftentimes the last face at the end of the day. And what a tremendous window of opportunity that they each have to be able to get things off on the right foot, but then also, you know, an attaboy or an attagirl as kids are getting off the bus at their door fronts to enjoy their evening. But the work that they do is phenomenal.
Again, Dr. Jeremy Tucker, superintendent of Liberty Public Schools, our first guest, the premier of In the Loop with LPS, is quickly drawing to a close. As you talked about several of our individuals that helped make this thing happen, talk about, of course, Steve Anderson in operations in HR. We've got a new assistant superintendent, Dr. Sarah Marriott in human resources. There's just a growing list of guests that I foresee in the loop. Before I let you go, what would be your goals for In the Loop here in the 23-24?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I'm ready to take notes.
Thank you, Dallas. We hadn't talked about this one. But really, it's just a matter of trying to identify those things that are important to those that tune in, right, our stakeholders. And, you know, we try to do that as much as we can through our coffee and with the community events. And it's interesting to think about our district because you could live in a neighborhood, leave your garage, your driveway in the morning, travel to your school, drop off your kiddo, pick up your kiddo, and that's all you know of Liberty Public Schools. But we know we have a number of elementaries, number of middle schools, a couple of high schools. We're a big system. And so when we think about topics from the podcast or even our coffee with the communities, there's two things. It's what are those things that matter at the district level that people need to be aware of or that we're pursuing, whether it's an innovation or a waiver of sorts, changing assessment accountability, all the way down to safety and security, because we know that is top of mind for so many, and ensuring safe and secure learning spaces so that our kids and staff can do what they are tasked to do. So we'll look to try to ensure that there's a variety of subjects Probably always keep it a little lighthearted. But then I appreciate you, Dallas, for all the various communication channels you leverage and you use, all the different mediums that we work to try to get information out to you, be it our website, our emails, even those early morning calls in the middle of winter where school's canceled. I know students love those, parents not so much. But we'll look to continue to try to find new and innovative ways to share out what's going on within LPS.
And many segments that we have planned, one of which is Hot Topics. So something each week, each podcast, we'll try to cover just some of those hot topics that are on people's minds. And we'd like to hear from you, that the listeners. And you can simply email us at lpscommunications@lps53.org and submit a question, something you'd like us to answer here as part of the podcast, and we'll try to make sure to do that. You talked about safety and security, and I feel like our department tries to keep a good pulse on what's on people's mind, and just here in the last few days as part of our back to school series on social media, and then sharing it in some other publications, has now received a little bit of media attention, would be our safety and security upgrades, where we are going to add to our force in our buildings. And could you just talk a little bit about that? And I'm sure we'll have Gary Majors, our director, as a special guest here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, we've come a long way in the 10 years that I've been here. When I arrived, we had a part-time safety and security director, and we had, I believe, three school resource officers that were shared with the City of Liberty, and recognized early on that that was insufficient. And so then we moved toward a full-time director, included some safety and security staff, and more recently are looking at expanding that to the elementary level. And so in the coming days, you'll meet and be introduced to those safety and security staff that then are assigned to each building, armed security staff persons that come with a pretty solid, impressive resume in terms of their years of experience. So if you are a family in one of those schools, please get to know your safety and security team. Learn a little bit about them. While they're there to protect and ensure a safe learning environment, they're also there to build relationships with your children and support you as families. So again, I'm glad you've included that as a subject for later on, Dallas, and I know you'll enjoy connecting with Mr. Gary Majors as he shares his vast experience in building the department that we have today.
And I think something important to add for our listeners would be just the fact of this is a lengthy process that has happened. We've received a lot of input. Of course, the successful bond issue and no tax increase levy transfer in April really set the stage, and so many kudos to our Board of Education as well.
And yeah, that's the other piece to it, is the role the board has played in this, in asking questions, refining plans, and being able to see what we can do after the passage of our no tax increase levy transfer and bond issue. So we are in a pretty good spot, we feel. The other thing I would share is that other districts look to Liberty to learn from as it relates to safety and security. And so Gary and his team have coordinated with a lot of districts, not just on the Missouri side, but also on the Kansas side, and how they've developed their department. And that we feel like we have a pretty good model in place. But the important piece is looking to continually improve and remedy and problem solve if there are areas we feel we need to address.
That is going to officially wrap things up with our time. Appreciate your time, Dr. Tucker, and wishing you and your entire crew a successful 23-24 school year. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again on In the Loop with LPS here down the road.
Yeah. Thanks for Dallas for having me. Look forward to it.
And that officially wraps up our premier edition of In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. We hope everyone has a great start to the 23-24 school year, and we look forward to bringing you many special guests and address many topics throughout this upcoming school year. I've been your host, Dallas Ackerman. Have a great start, and we'll talk to you soon.
You have been listening to In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. If you would like to listen to more of these podcasts, simply visit the Liberty Public Schools website at www.lps53.org and click the Staying Connected tab at the top of the page. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Department. As always, thank you for listening and for your continued support of LPS. Mm-hmm.